there's also this whole thing of you've got to get caught. And I think I need to explain is that what happened was is that I was winning a lot, and sometimes I would take it home, and sometimes I wouldn't. But what would happen is that I would spend money, and then I would have to make up that money somewhere, and I ended up taking money from my employer to pay for certain things, and I got caught. And the funny thing was is that there was this moment of like, I knew that I could tell that it was coming. And I was just like, I've known this for several years that it was coming.
Yeah. But when you looked at all those pictures and then rubbed shoulders with all the other senators, you knew what you were going through, but you probably said, yeah, but he's either a heavy drinker or he's an alcoholic or he's chasing around with some woman. Did you do that in your mind?
You know, no. And the reason was because in this, you know, trifecta of hypocrisy that I've got going on in my life, I was still a pastor in many ways. I gave everyone else grace, but I could not give myself grace.
No.
And so it would be, there's a heavy drinker, there's an affair, there's a this, there's a that. And you were like compassionate.
So then you were one of them.
Yeah. In some ways, yeah. Anyway, I was one of them, but you know, and I was the guy, and I think that people would agree that I probably knew more secrets than anybody else because of people coming to talk to me about what they were going through.
As a pastor, right.
As a pastor. Right. And they saw me as that way. And I've never repeated those stories, still to this day. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing about compartmentalization is that there are walls around every aspect of my life, and they never cross.
Mm-hmm.
And so, did I judge them? No, because I knew what. I think a lot of people. I've said it before. I've seen people kind of bristle because they have this thing of like, well, we should our elected officials should be pure and perfect, and we should hold them to a higher standard. And I've always said, no, you shouldn't, because what happens is you're also saying, we don't need career politicians, we need to get average people. If 10% of the population is an addict, which is far more than that, you should very much expect that, you know, that same percentage of your teachers have that, and your ministers have that, right. and all of that. So I never bought into we all had to be perfect, because if you want average, this is going to be my put your hand on your heart and sing God Bless America moment, which is if this country was founded on the concept that average citizens would lead this country. Average citizens have problems. And, you know, I thought I was really good at managing it in the midst of it, because when you are an addict, you really believe that nobody knows and you're really good at managing it. That's the whole part of addiction, is the deception that goes with it. So no, I never looked at anybody else and said, well, they're worse than I am.
Did you suspect, even before you were really caught, that there were people who were thinking you were an addict?
No. And the reason was is that I was not married. I lived alone. It was not unusual for me to travel on weekends to give speeches around the country. And so no one knew. I mean, maybe as it got closer, people had whispered to each other that there was a problem. I knew that was happening. But it was, you know, I have a very good friend who's in radio. And he talked to me after it was all over. And he said, you know, he goes, there was a rumor in the last week of session that there's a senator in trouble. And said, there are 48 senators. And he said, we all went through the list to figure out who it was. And you were 48th